You're listening to Weekend Edition on VPR. I'm Mary Engish. And joining us now from local newsrooms around the region to touch upon stories in their communities this week are the Valley News, The Other Paper, and the Bradford Journal Opinion. And Madeline Clark is with The Other Paper and covers issues in South Burlington. Madeline, you followed a story on an issue that cuts across socioeconomic lines and ethnic groups and geographics, and that's the prevalence of domestic violence in our communities. Tell us more about the forum that you covered.
Well, thanks for having me, Mary. You know, in May of 2018, South Burlington had a resident who was killed in an incident of domestic violence. Her name is Annette Lumumba. And it was a definite tragedy, and the community came together and they were thinking, how can we address this and how can we make our community safer in the wake of this? You know, with time and conversations with Annette's family and their blessing, they've decided to hold this community forum in her name to shed light on the prevalence of domestic violence. It is a problem that transcends gender, socioeconomic status, sexual orientation, all that. The first of the community forums was on October 10th, and at that event, they had a survivor of domestic violence speak, as well as representatives from HopeWorks and STEPS, and Sarah George from the state's attorney's office was there. And she made a very important point that these cases have a very high burden to prove. Oftentimes, you don't have visible injuries or a witness, and so it comes down to one person's word against another. And as she said, they're often saying the exact opposite thing. And then another common theme throughout the night was just that, you know, I think oftentimes people think of domestic violence as this physical assault and abuse, but really it's a whole bunch of things. It can be psychological, emotional, financial. We're taking a look at how to address that in the community. And so one of the ways that they are doing it is, of course, this forum and spreading awareness of the issue. But another interesting point that was made was affordable housing. So sometimes people will stay in an abusive situation because they don't have the means to get out of it. And so I think that'll definitely be an ongoing conversation.
And I understand that the plan is for more affordable housing to come to South Burlington as part of the new city center project, which is another issue that you've written about for The Other Paper. We'll look for your reporting on that as well. Thanks so much, Madeline.
Thanks.
We'll hear from John Gregg, the news editor for Valley News. About a story that the paper filed this week about a Springfield man who was found not guilty by reason of insanity last year. That's Arnaldo Cruz. He fatally stabbed his girlfriend, Betty Rodriguez, 2 years ago, and he pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. The judge accepted that, and then Cruz went into the custody of the Department of Mental Health, which had him on a 90-day order for purposes of treatment and supervision, and the thought being that that will roll forward. Cruz was recently arrested again on an outstanding warrant for allegedly threatening someone else with a knife. John Gregg, pick up the story from there.
Hi, Mary. Prosecutors in Vermont said they weren't really even aware that Mr. Cruz was no longer actually in custody, you know, at a state hospital. He had been discharged not long ago to a residential program in Massachusetts. It was revealed in court.
And what are the implications for the general public and also for the victim's family?
People are worried, including the prosecutor, David Cahill, the Windsor County State's attorney, who says the Department of Mental Health needs to share information with the public and public safety officials in these sort of cases. The victim's sister, a year ago, we had covered a court hearing where they had raised sort of fears about this as well. Our reporter, Jordan Kademi, talked to the mental health commissioner, who acknowledged that robust policy discussions need to be held because this system is based on mental health care and treatment for the defendants. It's not designed to protect public safety.
Well, John, thank you so much.
Glad to do it, Mary. Thanks for having me.
And finally, Alex Nuti DeBiase is from the Bradford Journal with news from Orange County, Vermont, and Grafton County, New Hampshire. Alex, your readers this week are learning about Valley Vista and how they're adding more spaces for adult men who need its services. Fill us in.
Yes, Valley Vista is a 80-bed state-licensed residential substance abuse treatment facility in Bradford. It's been operating for a number of years, since I believe about 2004, and it has served adult men, women, and adolescents in the treatment of substance abuse. But earlier this year, they sought to get permission from the state to stop treating adolescents and instead convert the 14 beds that they had set aside for teens to the adult men to accommodate a waiting list.
And lastly, Alex, here's a headline that could be on just about any small local newspaper anywhere in Vermont. Hurdles remain for retailer. Will the Tractor Supply store that's been trying to move in to Bradford be able to open anytime soon?
Doesn't appear anytime soon. The Tractor Supply store is seeking to build on a parcel in Bradford, but many people are opposed to big box or small box stores and small box retailers in Bradford, and so it remains to be seen whether they will be able to overcome that local opposition.
Thanks to all of you for your time. You can find links to all these stories at vpr.org.